Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on His Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. Here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Ford Broadcasting, but they are, however,
Amen.
Our opinions as we interpret
Amen.
It from Holy Scripture.
Amen, Timotheus. I had to interrupt you there.
You had to?
I had to. I had no choice but to interrupt.
Yeah. I think you might have had a choice.
Well, because I don't want you. I want you to know that we're consistency. So I always interrupt.
Oh, that's consistency yeah. goes a long way.
It really does.
How you doing this morning?
Doing
brother?
Well. Got my coffee here.
I know.
I've already
that.
Had a drink of it, so you don't get any.
That's okay. I don't want any. I'm not a coffee drinker. You know that. You're trying though, aren't you?
I have tried for years.
Are you having any luck?
No.
Oh, okay.
But. you know what do they say about something is eternal?
Something is eternal.
Something is eternal. What is it? Hope is eternal.
I'm sure.
Optimism is eternal.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep trying.
Maybe in heaven you can give
beautiful,
a
beautiful, a beautiful day today.
Crisp.
Crisp may be an understatement. I was going for cold.
Okay. All right then.
But it's wintertime.
It is wintertime. That's what we expect, isn't
it? We expect it. We do. And I think it's going to warm up as the week progresses.
I think by Sunday, maybe some sunshine and up low to mid-60s.
Yeah, well, I'm all right with that.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah. Folks might want to give us a call. How could they do that?
789-0318, 789-0318. You could also email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
godspointofview@yahoo.com. You can check out our Facebook. We are... live streaming, I guess is what they call it. And so you can check us out there at God's Point of View. You can also get direct contact with the great Scott himself.
Yes, sir.
That's 606, if you're out of the area code, 606-367-0137.
You got it. Boy, it didn't take you long to get that down. It really
I'm just surprised it stays with me.
Yeah. You got a mind like a steel trap.
A broken one.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But if somebody has maybe struggling with something, we've had a lot of people over the years, which will be, what, seven in April?
I believe. I think so.
Working on 7 years.
I think
years.
You're right, brother.
Several people we've had call in and have trouble understanding something or something about another belief or all kinds of stuff. People struggle with it, Jerry. And, that's what we're here for.
Amen. That's the whole reason we're on the air, is to try to help folks who may not go to church, who may not have studied the Bible a lot, who may not even had a Bible discussion for some time, but they're at a point in their life, maybe, that they need some direction.
Yeah.
And we're not the only ones that can give them direction, but we are one of the ones that can give them, or two of the ones that can give them some direction in their life, because this life will soon end.
Absolutely, because the Bible says that a day for him, a day is like a thousand years is a day, and a day is like a thousand years.
Amen.
So for him, it goes by really quick.
Amen. So we've got folks listening this morning. Esther Booth is listening from the Buckeye State.
Oh, bless
and,
your heart.
And other folks, no doubt, will be tuning in here shortly. We're thankful for all of our listeners.
Amen.
All of our listeners.
Amen.
Well, let's see. Something big is coming up this Sunday now.
Something big.
Yeah. Is this Sunday a bowl of some kind?
Yeah, I'm going to probably eat my cereal out of a bowl. No, I don't think that's
what
you're
talking about. Is it a Jethro Bodine kind of bowl?
Not quite that big, but I'm working on it.
You remember Jethro Bodine.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday.
Super Bowl. I guess maybe you could call his bowl a Super Bowl.
Yeah. It was a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl L-I-I.
L-I-I.
Yeah.
That is Super Bowl. Is that 50?
Three.
No, 53. Okay.
53. Gotcha. You know, the last Super Bowl I watched from beginning to end was Super Bowl II.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't watched a Super Bowl from end to end in 52 years?
From beginning to end.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
I'm a little bit behind the times.
Just a little.
I just get the cliff notes.
Well, you know the big controversy. The L.A. Rams and the Saints and the non-call.
Yeah.
That's been a big thing about the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah.
There's always controversy because we're humans.
Was it a non-call or the wrong call?
Well, it was pass interference, but they didn't call it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So.
It was both then, wasn't it? A non-call and.
Yeah. A non-wrong call. Well, they just didn't call anything, but should have.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing.
Well, I'll tell you who I think the winner is going to be.
The team that has the most points.
On Sunday. On Sunday, the Super Bowl. That's February 3rd, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I think the winner will be Chick-fil-A.
Hey, I'm about me some Chick-fil-A now.
I love Chick-fil-A.
I do, too.
You know, that's the hometown of Chick-fil-A is Atlanta.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The Cathy boys, huh?
Yes. That's Truett Cathy and his brother Ben.
Yes. Yeah, and their dad used to teach Sunday school. I think up till he just couldn't teach no more.
I think that's exactly correct.
Mm, great man of God.
They have 2,100 restaurants in the U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting ready to make some changes. They're going to go to what's called international expansion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now they surpassed $10.5 billion in sales last year.
So I guess that boycott against them didn't hurt them much.
Didn't hurt them. Probably helped them.
Probably.
Because they took a stand.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that we don't have enough of, is people taking a stand.
Backbone.
Yeah. So, according to Entrepreneur Magazine, I know that's one of your favorites, Demovius.
Not so much.
Chick-fil-A makes more per restaurant than McDonald's, Starbucks, and Subway combined.
Combined.
You heard it here, folks.
And McDonald's was in that too?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And they do it all
by
being closed.
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that really is. From the beginning, Brother Cathy, you mentioned there a moment ago, Truett, Cathy, based his life on business, based his life and his business on biblical principles. You see, the restaurant chain is known for its signature statement. Here it is. It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
Don't you love it when people respond to you that way?
And if you go to a Chick-fil-A and ask them for a refill or something, that is what you'll hear.
That is what you'll hear. Every employee. And they put God first.
Mm-hmm.
They're known for that as well. Company policy, they've followed for over 7 decades, gives employees a much-deserved day off. And it also reflects Brother Cathy's, Lord's Day belief. He says it's non-negotiable. So it's not a surprise at all when the announcement came that though the Super Bowl was coming to Atlanta, Chick-fil-A would be closed. People were waiting to see if they would open, but they'll be closed.
Yeah.
It's one of the most popular spots in the stadium. Is it called the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
I think so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
So did they have a Chick-fil-A booth or a little area there at the stadium?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay,
no.
Okay. No, sometimes nothing. They do have those things.
Nothing.
Okay.
Every company in America can learn from Chick-fil-A.
Amen. Yeah.
I'll take it a step further. Every Christian could learn.
Amen.
From Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever go wrong, Timotheus, basing their life on business biblical principles.
Nobody. I agree.
You see, there's a reason. There's always a line at Chick-fil-A. What do they know that other businesses don't know? Someone said, what's their secret? The secret is they understand the importance of putting first things first.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is the main thing.
And it's important to keep the main
We have to keep the main thing the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
So first things belong to God, even if Super Bowl Sunday is in town.
Yeah.
They put God first.
Amen.
And you know what? Even the referees can't make that a bad call.
No.
Amen?
No, amen. I do have one complaint about Chick-fil-A.
Let's hear it.
They stopped serving coleslaw.
Now, you know what? I talked with them about that.
So you noticed it, too.
I said, little lady, I said, there's only one thing you could do to make things better for me today. She said, coleslaw.
She's heard it before.
She's heard that time and time again.
Maybe if we keep on, they'll bring it back. I don't know.
I don't know. It sure was good.
It was good. And I've been at a Chick-fil-A in Myrtle Beach and Lexington and over at Barbersville and I don't know where all. And every one I have been into they are the nicest people.
Oh, yeah.
The kids that are working, older people, the middle-aged and older people, they're all super nice people.
First things first. They're customers first.
Yep. It's my
pleasure. They believe while they're there that it is truly their pleasure.
Amen.
To serve.
Amen.
And I think that is rare.
Yep.
America could learn a good lesson from Chick-fil-A.
Now you got me hungry.
Paintsville could learn a good lesson from Chick-fil-A. Every church could learn a good lesson from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I agree.
You see, the church is underrated. The church is underrated too much of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing any background noise?
I am hearing background noise.
Yeah. Oh, that's us.
That's you. On your phone. Turn your scriptures down on your phone.
All right.
I know, what is that?
Yeah.
I get doing that, and I didn't know
what
it was.
The program so good, we wanted to hear it again.
We want to hear it. Listen to ourselves. Now we might be all right.
So, you know, if you go to a communist country, and it's been in the news here lately that China is cracking down on the Christians, underground church there.
Yeah.
And better where you go. There was a report in the news not long ago that Putin was cracking down on Jehovah's Witnesses, their brand of Christianity, there in Russia. And so what you find is that when people turn away from God, and certainly a country, when a country, a nation turns away from God.
As this one is doing.
As this one is definitely doing.
Yeah.
Then the values start going downhill with everybody who's in authority. I read some time ago a great illustration of this truth. Several years ago, Timotheus, there was an affluent atheist out in the state of Montana. And he decided to build a town in an area where there was none.
Mm.
And when he built the town, he said this, there is to be no church. No preacher in it.
Hmm.
His city had a population of 5,000 people.
Okay.
It's just a true story. Now, you know a preacher wouldn't lie to you.
Yeah.
He soon found that he had plenty of women, but not a decent one among them.
Oh.
They were harlots.
Oh.
Prostitutes. The men who came to the town as a result of the town being completed, and all the women there loved to gamble and drink and loved to fight.
Scoundrels,
rascals. No family with children wanted to move there.
Amen.
And after 5 years of that experiment, the bottom fell out of that little city, and he wrote the following as a manifesto.
Atheist now.
Yeah, this is an atheist. Mm-hmm. Here's what he said. Quote, to whom it may concern, God knows that there's no such person as God.
Okay.
And my motto has always been to hell with religion.
Oh.
But for some fool reason which no man can fathom, I have found by experience, we cannot do business in this country on any other basis than that silly bit of sentiment which we stamp on our coins. In God we trust. Therefore, infernal foolishness, though it all is, I have sent out for a preacher, and we're going to build a church.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
Even he recognized that.
Hmm.
You see, the church is the very foundation of all the values, folks, that we hold dear.
Yep.
Everything that we hold dear in our lives as Christian people, The church is the foundation of that.
Yeah.
Even all of our material belongings, all of our secular values are based upon, that's right, the spiritual values that we find in the blessed word of eternal truth. So you can try to stamp God out all you want to.
Not going to happen.
But it's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Now, you mentioned America there a moment ago.
Yes, sir.
7890318 or God's Point of View at yahoo.com. You could call us at 367. Better to text us after the show is over. Be better.
Yeah.
367-0137. Give us a call or a text, and we'll try our best to help you any way that we can. Time Magazine, back some time ago, had an article about a man by the name of Arnold Toynbee. Now, Arnold Toynbee was a historian. Probably, some say, the greatest historian in the 20th century.
Wow, that's a big statement.
Oh, a big statement. He was something. I've read after him quite extensively over the years. And Arnold Toynbee gave the 10 reasons that the civilizations all collapsed, and he gave reasons why they all collapsed. Here's what he said. Toynbee shattered the frozen pattern of historical determinism and materialism by openly avowing that God is a moral force in history, end quote. So mankind wants to do it his way. He's determined. He's going to succeed. He's going to pull his boots up just, you know, by his bootstraps. He don't need any help. Kind of like Jimmy Stewart was in the movie. What's the name of that movie where he thanked God? He said, "We thank you, Lord, for the food, even though we toiled and turned the soil over, planted the seed and harvested it, but we thank you anyway." we have this idea that we do it.
Yeah.
That it's all up to us.
Not that God gives us the ability to.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. By the way, that's one of the reasons that man is told in the Bible to tithe, to remember that God gave you the ability to get what you've got.
Amen.
So this old thing about, well, it's mine and I worked for it, who gave you the health to work?
Amen. The air to breathe.
The air to breathe. So, secularists or people who don't believe in a biblical worldview, don't accept what Toynbee said. He went on to say, "The great moral imponderable in life of a nation lies in God." Toynbee said that there have been, now get this now, Timotheus, 21 civilizations in the history of mankind.
Wow.
21. 16 of them have already perished. And Toynbee feels that without exception, all 16 perished because they were inwardly decadent.
Hmm.
They fell because of unrighteousness.
Yep.
Now, America. Oh, say can we see. Love America, don't we?
Amen.
America can't continue to live the way she's been living, passing the laws that she's passing, living in debauchery and drunkenness, moral decay. We just can't continue to do it thinking that we will not come under the judgment of God.
Amen. Amen. I agree wholeheartedly.
You see, we read in the Bible that nothing is unseen by God.
Mm-hmm.
Life is more than just the daily goings and comings of the human experience.
But that's what we all focus on.
We do.
We put our blinders on,
we
and that's
do.
All we look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God tells us, according to the author of Hebrews, mm-hmm. that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And in that same chapter, or that same book, two chapters over, he says, our God is a consuming fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've said all of that to say this. This week, there have been some hideous, heinous, what other bad words could we use except bad words?
I don't
want to use bad words.
No.
But it's damnable.
A really bad thing.
Damnable.
Yeah.
In New York, in Rhode Island, in Virginia. Now, there's a passage over in the Old Testament that says essentially that when we start making sin our laws of the land, that we're really living on borrowed time. So New York this past week, I believe it was, or maybe this week, changed their abortion law to Movis.
Yeah, but it wasn't in a conservative favor.
It was not. You now can kill your baby, murder your baby. As a matter of fact, the governor of Virginia passed a similar law, but even worse. What he said simply was that he agreed with infanticide, the killing of children.
Yeah.
Now, we have a tendency to draw the line. Well, if the baby's aborted, well, those who believe in abortion will say, well, there wasn't a real life there yet.
Yeah, but now, what's going to be the argument now?
Well, infanticide says that you can kill the baby even after it's born.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what the governor of Virginia said.
Yeah.
They've changed their laws about abortion. Rhode Island, I believe, is the third state that's going to follow suit.
But now the governor can't do the law himself. It takes legislators, state legislators, to do that as well. So not only is it the governor, it's more men and women other than just him.
Well, of course. It's kind of like we say sometimes, well, the preacher said, and that's representative of the whole church.
Mm-hmm.
We know not always, but usually he's the spokesman.
Mm-hmm.
So it is with the state, any state, the governor usually, when he speaks that way, is speaking for the, not always, they may vote him down, but not in New York.
Yeah.
And not in Virginia. Virginia. I think of Virginia as being a conservative place.
You would think so.
So, the legislature in New York, if you haven't seen it, folks, you ought to go online. Just Google abortion law in New York met with cheers. I went on YouTube and watched. It's just about 7 or 8 seconds they had on there, but that was enough for me. When the law was, when the proposition was made law, you would have thought everybody in the crowd had received a $1 million gift from Oprah. Everybody stood and cheered and hooplawed. It was the greatest thing they ever saw.
At the legalization of killing a child after it's born.
Yeah.
It's bad enough in the womb.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some people could say, well, what's the difference other than just being the... And that's true to a point.
Well, they always...
But we're carrying it on to even worse circumstances.
Well, it's called infanticide. The killing of a child. This is what many of the... leaders, godless leaders in the Second World War, the First World War, and other wars around the world will do. They'll kill the children to wipe out the seed, the line of succession.
I got a feeling that the Lord's going to wipe out some seed.
Well, I think so. I really do. Maybe some of our listeners have a viewpoint on that. We've got folks listening. Penny's listening. Jessica's watching. Penny's watching Jessica, Jerry and Kathy. Watching this morning, Myrna Mahan, good morning. Good morning to you. Geraldine's watching. So if you have a comment on that, give us a call. Folks, we're getting worse and worse and worse.
Now, there may be somebody listening, Jerry, that says, that's just, I can't believe it. They haven't even heard that before.
Yeah.
They can't believe it. But it's true.
It's true. It's true. Just Google that. The New York change in abortion law. Just
so New York, Rhode Island, and Virginia have passed the laws.
Well, Rhode Island is on the road to passing it.
Okay.
They haven't passed it yet. But they will, I'm sure.
Wow.
They're all Democrats, which a far left-leaning Democrat. Now, the mayor of New York City, he's a socialist.
Yeah.
Cuomo.
He's a Barry Sanders kind of guy. Huh?
Well, he's worse than that, I think.
Wow.
I think he's worse than that.
So.
I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of the pagan god in the Old Testament, back in Kings, and you'll read about it in other places, where the pagans worshipped a god known as Moloch.
Yep.
And Moloch, the people believed, demanded child sacrifice.
Yep.
And he was a bronze-like of a statue, and in his belly was a fire.
Yep.
and his arms was outstretched and tilted inward, and they'd lay the baby on his arms, and the baby would roll down into his stomach and be consumed in the fire. They believed that that was approved of by him, and they believed he would bless them because of that. That's paganism.
Yeah.
Well, we've become just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Our society is becoming so pagan. You say, well, what can one little old radio program do? Well, we may not be able to do much, but we can do something.
Spread the word.
We can do that. You remember the story about the Civil War was over. Robert E. Lee was going home, and he rode up over the hill, and there was a farmhouse down there, and all the trees were scorched and charred, and the outbuildings, the house still stood, but the other buildings were burned down. And as he got closer, he saw a little old lady on the porch, and she had a broom out there. And he said, as he approached, she raised a broom like she was going to hit him, and he said, Granny, you, what can you do? She said, not much, but I can show them whose side I'm on.
Amen.
So we need to stand, folks.
Yeah.
And you don't wait for somebody. You say, well, nobody brings any of that up. Well, you bring it up. Mm-hmm. You bring it up. There's Phyllis Daniel watching. Phyllis, God bless you. Glad you're watching today.
Mm. Well, it's interesting to me, and that's a horrible thing we're talking about. But even the chairman, the CEO or founder of Starbucks, he's pretty liberal himself. But he's even backing off and says he's going to run for president.
Yeah.
So I wonder how many liberals there is that are starting to see these things take place and said, you're going way too far.
Yeah.
And just stop, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder, but we're gone way too far now.
Well,
way too far.
You know, he's being criticized because they've called him a billionaire and he doesn't understand the needs of the common man. And I heard him respond to that. He said he was raised in the projects when he was a boy and had a pretty bad home life. But he's made a success out of himself. There's no question about that. He runs a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yep.
And he believes in that company, and he's doing what he thinks is right. Of course, I'd never vote for him for president because of his views.
Yeah.
But
at least he's backing off.
He's backing off some. That's right.
You know.
That's right.
A little progress is better than none.
You see, we were left here in this world to make a difference.
Amen.
I was reading recently, Timotheus, about burritos.
Burritos?
Yeah, I've never had a whole burrito in my life.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
And
we have to change that.
Well, I don't know. I took a bite of one. I went to Midwestern Children's Home back in the 80s, and the little kids coerced me into taking a bite of a burrito, and I did. And but I don't normally eat burritos, but a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And the church could take a lesson from burrito.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, burrito, not just a burrito, but chipotle.
Ooh.
They have a slogan. They call it their lifestyle brand. Hmm. It's their brand. Do you have a brand, Timotheus? Everybody has a brand.
Yeah.
And everybody doesn't have the same brand. But listen to what they said. Our ultimate marketing mission is to make chipotle not just a food brand, but a purpose-driven lifestyle brand. He's the chief marketing executive, Christopher Brandt. He continues, Chipotle will become a brand that people will want to know about, want to be a part of, and want to wear as a badge. Now, what in the world has that got to do with the church?
Hmm.
We ought to have the same desire.
We should be putting our badge on.
Absolutely. Like Chipotle, like Pizza Hut, like Blue Apron, like IHOP, and we could go on and on and on and on with brands. And they work at that. They're committed to it.
Yeah.
The problem with the church, one of the problems with the church is that we're not committed to making the church our brand.
Yep.
I had something here I was going to share. We're about out of time. Got about a minute. We'll look at it maybe next week, Lord willing. But reasons why people don't invite other people to church. There's about 10 of them.
Mm.
And none of them are any good.
Yeah.
No, but we're not sold out on the brand.
Amen.
And that's because we don't have a proper view of eternity, I believe. That's, wow. I'm just saying that for me now.
Something to think about.
Something to think about. Time has come and gone. We need more time.
Need more time. Folks, that's got to do it for this edition of God's Point of View. I want to thank you for listening today and being a part of the program. We'd like to invite you to services. Speaking of inviting people to church, we're going to do that right now. Invite you to services at the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue. Sunday school gets underway at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. Sunday evening life groups at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. So come and be with us. And thanks again for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.